This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden is seeking to put the focus squarely on Donald Trump following his uneven debate performance last week. Biden spoke on Monday following the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling that granted broad immunity from prosecution to Trump and other presidents.
The public has a right to know the answer about what happened on January 6th before they asked to vote again this year. Now, because of today's decision, that is highly, highly unlikely.
During his brief remarks, Biden made no mention of last week's debate or his performance and did not take questions. The U.S. military says it has heightened the security alerts at its European bases due to a combination of threats in the region, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
U.S. European Command is raising its security alert to Force Protection Charlie, the second highest level for troops. That's done when there's a security incident or intelligence indicating some form of action against personnel or facilities is likely. Two officials say the threat level was boosted due to a combination of threats and events in the region, including elections, the Paris Olympics, and the wars in Gaza and Ukraine. The military is urging troops and their families to be more vigilant and keep a lower profile. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukraine is expanding its military recruiting to cope with battlefield shortages more than 2 years into fighting Russia's full-scale invasion. That, for the first time, includes inmates at the country's prisons and penal colonies. Prisoners can be granted parole after an interview, medical exam, and a review of their conviction under a new law approved by Parliament last month. Certain categories of serious offenders are excluded. This